Now we're on the cusp of Memorial Day weekend, which makes a lot of folks think about grilling and barbecuing. But on this Food Friday, we're reminding you, don't forget the side dishes, especially the salads. I know salads aren't always the thing that get people excited. Here's Homer Simpson on why he'd rather be grilling.
I'm trying to impress people here, Lisa. You don't win friends with salad.
You don't win friends with salad. You don't win friends with salad.
You don't win friends with salad.
So, the conventional wisdom says you don't win friends with salad. But what this Food Friday conversation presupposes is maybe you can. Taste of Home's James Shend is back with us to make the case for summer salads. He says there's a lot of variety and fun to be had here. And you could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a go-to summer salad? What Memorial Day salads are your favorites? What are you going to make maybe this very weekend? Or do you need some inspiration from our guest? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. James Shend is deputy editor for Taste of Home. James, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Thank you.
When you think of summer salads, especially as side dishes, maybe for that grill out, what are some of the ones that pop to your mind right away?
Well, I mean, classically, you're thinking like potato salad, coleslaw, like a pasta or macaroni salad are the ones that really kind of pop to mind for me, because those are the ones that I grew up with. Very, very simple. Not a lot of ingredients to them. You can whip together really fast, usually mayonnaise based, or like in coleslaw, sometimes a vinegar based. But like those are the ones that come to mind, and I like to experiment and kind of riff off of those.
Now, in my head, when I think the word salad, a green salad pops into my head, and I assume salad means lettuce, even though I know rationally it doesn't. Does salad just mean stuff mixed together, basically?
Pretty much. I mean, it's a very catch-all term because, like you said, there's leafy green salads, but then you've got the potatoes and pasta and cabbage slaws and things like that. And it just kind of lumps them all together. And then you also have the fruit salads. It's a wide-ranging topic.
Well, you brought along a few recipes to suggest today. We've got them linked at WPR.org. Find our show note for today. A farro salad. Some cool salads include grains and things like that. Farro, kind of a hip happening ingredient lately. Tell us about the farro first, and then we'll dig into the salad.
Well, farro is a great grain. It's been around for thousands and thousands of years. It's a wheat product, and so there is gluten to it. So if you have a gluten intolerance, this is probably not one for you. But it's a really fun grain. It's starting to catch on. When you cook it, it still has a chewy but still tender grain to it. And then what we've done with this farro salad here is we've mixed it with a lime juice vinaigrette and then given it kind of a, I'm not sure what you'd call it, because we have some Japanese peppers, which are called shishito, which are also becoming very popular. Typically, you just kind of toss them on the grill and get them nice and charred. But then we also have kind of Mexican Hispanic flavors in there with cotija cheese and radishes and corn and tomatoes. And so this one just kind of runs the gamut of all ethnic cuisines. And the farro is a really, really nice change of pace and very, very easy to cook with.
We can call it fusion, like the cool restaurants is a fusion meal.
Yes.
Okay. Now these peppers, these shishito peppers, if we can't find them, are these like hot and spicy peppers? Are they sweet like a bell pepper? Where do they fall there?
No, they're not spicy. Typically, they're a little hotter than a green bell pepper, but every once in a while, you will hit one that's got a little bit of a heat to it. They kind of look like a poblano, like a skinny poblano pepper. But I've seen them at like my local Piggly Wiggly and other grocery stores. So they're starting to become pretty popular. And I've even got them growing in my garden this year because I love them so much.
Speaking of gardens, this includes some radishes and green onions, both of which I can vouch for. You can find local ones right about now in a lot of Wisconsin. When you're looking for salad ingredients, do you try to find stuff that's growing and current right now?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's the big thing. So I'll usually hit the farmers markets and see what is the farmers are pulling out of the out of their farms and things like that. And like this salad here and pretty much any of them, it's like you can mix and match ingredients depending on what you have and what's available. So don't be scared to try things and just give them a whirl.
We're talking to James Chen, deputy editor for Taste of Home, looking at salads on this week's edition of Food Friday, the wide world of salads. You could join in if you have a favorite to make, to eat, a question, maybe need some inspiration for what to do with some salad-like ingredients. Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll get some more recipes in just a bit, and we have them up at WPR.org. Let's bring out a caller first, though. Kenneth is with us in Janesville. Kenneth, hi.
Hello. I've always thought of salads as something to whet your appetite, increase your wanting to eat something more. That's what I've always thought they should be, and I don't know what it should be, you know, spices or
sure,
booze or whatever.
Kenneth, thanks a lot for the call. So that's a thought of the place of the salad. And first, it makes sense to me, James, because I think sometimes I make a whole meal out of salad, you know, a green salad with some grilled chicken breast or whatever. I don't know. Is this some big philosophical conundrum we have here?
Oh, I don't know. You can take it as deep as you want to go with it. But to me, I'm like, I love salads for dinner. And like Kenneth just said, it's like typically they're served at the beginning of a meal and just to kind of get the appetite going. And if you do things like that, I tend to stay away from like the heavier, fattier things with lots of cheese. I'll usually do like a vinaigrette that has a nice acidic punch to it, which kind of gets those juices going and kind of gets you ready for the next course. But it's like if you're also doing like a European style, they serve salads after your main course and before dessert. And so it kind of helps kind of calm everything down.
I don't know about that. Thanks for the call, Kenneth, at 800-642-1234. All right, James, on Food Friday, sometimes I get a recipe and I say, ooh, when I see it. And this is one of those, Caribbean island coleslaw. I like coleslaw a lot. And this one has some Caribbean twists to it. Tell us about this guy, please.
Well, this is one of those fun summer salads that you see at almost at every single picnic or potluck or whatever is coleslaw. But this one we added, the contributor added pineapple, shredded coconuts, some raisins, sweet red pepper, and then they mixed pineapple juice in with mayonnaise for the dressing. So it's got this definite sweet to it. And typically what I would do is I'd maybe add a little bit of like a crushed red pepper to kind of give it a little bit of a zing, but it's really good with a barbecue, like a barbecue chicken or something hot and spicy, like a jerk chicken.
And a lot of times I'll think of a coleslaw as either it's a mayonnaise-based thing or it's a vinegary, acidic-based thing, and I don't often put the two in together. This one has some acid with that pineapple juice and the pineapple bits and the mayonnaise there. It works pretty well together.
It works really well. And so I remember having this one and I put it on top of like some pulled chicken on a sandwich and it was just phenomenal.
This sounds really good. This is one of those I might try. I'm going shopping soon. I may have to buy up for this weekend. Right now we're picking up our Food Friday conversation with James Shend, deputy editor of Taste of Home. And we are talking about great summertime salads, fruit, potato, green, you name it. And you can name it at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite salad that you like to make and or eat? Or do you have a question for our guest about a salad you might want to make? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Find some recipes linked while you're there. Let's go back to your calls now. Michael is on the way to Friendship. Michael, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you want to share with us, Michael? What do you got for salads?
Yeah, I really wanted to share this really good couscous or quinoa salad that I like to match with any meats that I make. So what's inside of it is, you know, really light, fluffy couscous or quinoa with really finely chopped cucumbers and red bell peppers with a little splash of cumin, salt, and pepper. And it's really easy to make, and it's super tasty.
That sounds good. And, yeah, it sounds like those both can cook up pretty quick, couscous or quinoa. So pretty fast to prepare, Michael?
What did you say? Sorry.
Are they pretty quick to make?
Oh, yeah. I guess the quinoa is a little bit, I think, longer to cook, but other than that, it's a great activity actually to get a lot of members to cook together because it's a lot of cutting. So if a lot of people come together to make it, it's a great way to bring everyone together.
Awesome. Michael, thank you so much for sharing that. So there's some grains in our salads again, James, quinoa or couscous in this case.
Those sound really great, and I'd love to see those recipes. And it's like, yeah, any summer salad, like grains and things like that are great.
Awesome. Thanks a lot for the call at 800-642-1234. Now, potato salad's a classic for, you mentioned this earlier, for a cookout. You brought us a vegan option this time around with a homemade green goddess dressing. And these, I don't know, I just started discovering them 10 or 20 years ago, which probably means they've been around for 100 years or so. But it's really good. Tell us about your potato salad.
It really is. It's like over the, like we've been at this almost 30 years now, and we've got hundreds, if not thousands, of potato salads on tasteofhome.com. But this one came in and it really struck us. It was very, very different because mayonnaise does have eggs in it. So anyone who is vegan won't be eating potato salad that has mayonnaise. But this one calls for a vegan mayonnaise, and then they mix in pureed avocados and some parsley, and they make a really nice green dressing to it. And they toss it with green onions and baby red potatoes, a few capers, things like that. And it's a really pretty salad. It's something a little different that you might see on a buffet table, but it's still got that potato salad heart to it. So everyone is still going to be attracted to it. And who doesn't love avocados?
Yeah, that one sounds great. Let's go back to your calls now. Jacob is with us in New Berlin. Jacob, hi.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. What's your salad tip, Jacob?
Well, when I was a little kid, I have vivid memories of the buffet style with my family going out to buffets, and my dad would put cottage cheese on his salad. And I recently started putting cottage cheese on my salads, and it's awesome. You don't need any dressing. It adds protein, and it's overall just delicious. So just a little tip for everybody out there.
Interesting. So you no dressing at all. The cottage cheese is your dressing, Jacob.
Exactly. A little seasoning and cottage cheese, and you're good to go.
Ooh, and what seasoning do you like to put on? I remember my little brother, in similar situations, would turn his cottage cheese black with pepper on top. What do you put on?
I like the seasoned salt.
Okay. Well, super easy. So cottage cheese just plopped onto our salad, James.
Yep, I buy that. I'm like, I've even seen some dressings where they puree the cottage cheese to make more of a dressing-like substance.
Thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. We'll go to Jana now in Reedsburg. Jana, hi.
Hi, Rob. I'm in the car today, so I don't have my recipe book with me, but I finally have potato salad that everybody says this is fantastic. Their potato salad dressing, they put they use salad dressing, not mayonnaise, and then like a whole quarter cup of sugar in your big batch of dressing with some vinegar stuff, and that makes wonderful potato salad. And they always mix a little bit of cooked macaroni in with their potato salad and some vegetables. So there's quite a few Amish cookbooks out there where the Amish women contribute to a community cookbook.
Sure.
If somebody could check those out. But finally, I have potato salad that's like it's supposed to taste.
I just got one question, Jenna. That sounded like a lot of sugar, but is this a pretty big batch we're talking about?
Oh, yes, because when they make it for family reunion or wedding or whatever, but like I'll cook up, say, a 10-pound bag of potatoes.
Okay.
And then make that dressing. Uh-huh.
That sounds great, Jenna. Thanks a lot. So a little, in those amounts, James, a little bit of sugar. Can you talk about getting that sweet element into some of our salads?
Oh, yeah. Most salads that I've seen have a little bit of sugar. Some use honey. It kind of gives it a nice balance. And especially if you have some acidic ingredients, they play off of each other really nicely. But what you'll also see, it's like in a lot of Asian recipes and things like that, they'll have a sweet with a sour and then something with spice to it. So it all kind of blends together really nicely. But what I loved what Jenna was saying is like they put some pasta in with their potato salad. That is something you don't see a lot of. And I'd love to see that. And so we keep trying to get people to submit recipes to us. So if Jenna's still listening and wants to submit that recipe, I'd love to see it. You can do that at tasteofhome.com/submit, because I'd love to try that one.
Jenna, thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. It is a special salad edition, especially summer salad edition of Food Friday. Still time for your call to recommend your favorite salad or your tip to make a salad even better, or maybe a question for our guest for some advice and or inspiration. The number is 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. James, you've got one more recipe you brought along with you today. Taste of Home's Easy Citrus Seafood Salad. Can you tell us about this one, James? Oop, not hearing James now. Not sure why. But you can still call at 800-642-1234 with your favorite kind of salad on this edition of Food Friday. And you can head over to the Ideas Network Facebook page, find a link to our segment note that has the four recipes that James shared with us today. Four of them, the seafood salad I was just hoping to talk about, a vegan version of a potato salad with Green Goddess dressing, a farro salad with some cool peppers and seasonal produce, and, oh, there was one more along the way there somewhere. But you can check out all of those salads, and you can call in now at 800-642-1234 with your own favorite salad. We heard from Bob and Nisita, who couldn't stay on the line. Wanted to say his daughter puts red salsa on the potato salad, and it is delicious. And that, yeah, that reminds me, I like putting, if I've got some potato salad, just a little bit of hot sauce on it, nothing crazy hot, but that adds a lot. Thanks for that suggestion, Bob. I think we have James back. James, the seafood salad, the easy citrus seafood salad you shared with us today. Can you tell us about this one?
Yeah, that one is a great main dish salad that we were talking about earlier. So it's got a lot of fresh greens that you can do. But this one uses a lot of our favorite seafood. So cooked shrimp and some crab meat and a little sweet onion and sweet red pepper. And the dressing is just orange juice. It's just very, very clean, simple. If you want, you can add a little bit of extra virgin olive oil. And what I would probably do is sprinkle a little bit of like sea salt on there. I love that hit of salt. But this one is a really nice, refreshing summer salad that you don't even have to turn on the stove for if you buy the cooked shrimp and the imitation crab meat. All you have to do is just toss it together.
Let's bring on another caller now. Rocky is with us in Wausau. Rocky, hi.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can. What salad do you want to tell us about?
Hi, I can't hear you. I'm driving. Sorry. So I was just mentioning that I used to make a tabbouleh salad that was super fresh with mint and parsley and bulgur wheat and I think tomatoes, lemon juice, really delicious. So I thought I'd mention that.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that suggestion. I've eaten a fair amount of tabbouleh in my life, James. I've never made it. How big a hassle is it?
It's not. The biggest part about it is chopping all the ingredients, like, because it's a lot of herbs like parsley and mint like that she was saying. Like Rocky was saying, but an easy way to do that is just throw it all in the food processor and just buzz it up, and it'll just take a couple of seconds. And then all you have to do is cook up the bulgur.
Thank you for that, Rocky. If you can hear us, we'll go to Mary now in Mosinee. Mary, hi.
Hi, I have a request for a recipe. Our kale is already ready to be harvested, and I'm looking for a recipe for kale and apple salad. And you were talking about dressings that have the sour with some sweet in it, and I bet that would be great on kale and apple. I'm wondering if you have a recipe like that or if somebody might call in with one.
Mary, thanks. I do love some spring kale. James, thoughts on a kale and apple salad?
Sounds delicious to me. I'm all about the kale. I love kale. We actually have a recipe on our website called Kale Salad. We couldn't have named it any more perfectly, and it does have the apple in there. We've got a few pumpkin seeds as well, and the dressing is very simply olive oil and lemon juice. So it's really good. The only trick to this is, Mary may know this, is like when you have kale, you want to massage it, like rub it between your hands to soften it up a little bit, to kind of take a lot of that chew out before you actually make the salad.
Mary, thanks a lot. Good luck. I hope you make a good kale salad this weekend. And James, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That's James Shen, deputy editor for Taste of Home. He joined us on Food Friday today to talk about great summer salads, maybe to serve along with your Memorial Day barbecue. Keep sharing your favorites on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Find a link to some recipes while you're there.